We bring on Danny West of hogsports.com. And Danny, I was following you Saturday, and wow, one after another of commitments to the University of Arkansas, five in total in about 22 minutes.
Yeah, probably the craziest thing I'll ever see in recruiting. They picked up a total of eight for the week. And like you said, five in 22 minutes, that really had me busy on Saturday. But a good weekend. You know, they picked up four new ones for the current class, 2014 class, on Saturday, as well as one for next year's class from Conway, Colton Jackson, 6'6", 291, offensive lineman. Colton came up here. To be honest with you, I really didn't know a whole lot about him. He hasn't played, you know, just a ton of football. It's kind of new to him. And, in fact, I really don't think he even understood what it meant to have an offer from the Razorbacks. I think it kind of blew him and his parents away a little bit. So he slept on it Friday night and came back Saturday and committed. And then the four that you got from the state of Louisiana, four good ones in my opinion, four that they're really – really high on. These guys may not have the, you know, the four or five star ratings, but some pretty good offers on this list. We'll start with Dwayne Eugene, 6'1", 215 linebacker. He actually worked at safety at the camp, had an offer from Arizona, was probably his best offer besides Arkansas. They like him at linebacker. Andre Tolliver is his teammate, 6'1", 170, runs a 4.5. Now, this guy had offers from Oklahoma, Nebraska, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, so pretty highly touted prospect there. And then two more teammates from Dutchtown High School in Louisiana, two wide receivers, Corey McBride, 6'2", 180, runs a 4.34 in the 40, and you could really tell he's got elite speed watching him at camp Saturday. And then, of course, Torrance Mosley is his teammate. Kind of a Jarius Wright type mold, if I had to compare him a little bit. 5'10", 165, also runs a 4.4. He had an offer from Arizona State. So all in all, a really good group and a really, really busy week for the Razorbacks.
And talk about what went on this weekend. I saw some of the pictures and the videos on Twitter from Friday night when the current Razorbacks and the recruits also got to go in and see the new football facilities for the first time.
Yeah, the way I understand it, they took all the current players who have never seen this new building before, took all the recruits as well as the recruits' family. They took them all into the locker room, had the lights off as they entered the locker room, got everything set up, and then flipped the switch, and, I mean, all kinds of chaos ensued. You had kids dancing. I saw Mike Tavares on video doing a backflip. One kid ripped his shirt off. So pretty exciting time in my book.
It's almost like a uniform unveil that we've seen before. It seems right. Like I think back to Ohio when they unveiled their black uniforms, how the players just went nuts. Danny, and we've got former Razorback Matt Harrison here today filling in for Matt Jones. I'll ask great. Both of you this, one from a recruiting side for you, Danny, and one from the player being recruited side. The facilities now at Arkansas, that has to put them even on more of a level playing field facilities-wise with the Alabamas, with the LSUs, with the Georgias, with the Floridas of the Southeastern Conference.
Trey, I'll tell you this. I couldn't tell you how many people have told me they've visited Texas, Alabama, you name it, and Arkansas by far has the best overall facilities. Now, I'm not just saying that. I'm just passing along what I was told by several people now, top recruits. I could name one right after another. Everyone that I've spoken to since they've seen this new building puts Arkansas on top in terms of facilities. That new building is really, really impressive. Now, does it help them land those kids? Yeah, it's going to help, but ultimately it's going to come down to winning. You know, if they can put together a few good seasons, I think you'll really start to see a turnaround. But that building right now is really going to work for them in recruiting.
And, Matt, when you were up there, we talked earlier, you said, yeah, okay, we had a great football facility to play in. Mm-hmm. But when you walked into that locker room, it was – not nice at all.
Mm-mm, it was night and day, and it was kind of unbelievable to see. And when I was getting recruited there, the indoor facility in the weight room were second to none. They were the best in the country, and I'm glad to see the facilities in the locker rooms, mainly specifically in the training room, catch up, because the stadium, absolutely beautiful. It competes with a lot of the rest of the SEC. It might not seat 90,000, but it seats 75, 80,000. That's competitive. It's loud. People don't want to play in Fayetteville for the most part. The locker rooms were subpar. And recruiting-wise, like we were talking about earlier with the jerseys, there's a lot of factors that go into recruiting and guys getting to commit. And like Danny was saying, winning is the biggest one, but jerseys matter, facilities matter, and if you're lacking in any area, which Arkansas was, a recruit walks in and he sees the stadium looking the way it does is absolutely beautiful, the indoor lock or the indoor facility and the weight room. And then you see the locker room, it kind of raises questions. But now to see everything on the same page and engines running full speed, new coach Bielema, it's real exciting. I think that's why we're getting so many recruits, is because everything is just hitting on all cylinders right now. All the facilities look great. These new uniforms coming in. We got a new coach from a great conference, 3 straight Rose Bowls. I mean, things are looking up for Arkansas. Now, are we going to be undefeated in the SEC next year? Doubtful. But it's better. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And this helps.
Danny, when you go back to this weekend and some of the other talent that was there that has not committed yet, but some of them have set dates of when they will commit.
Yeah, some big-time kids, too. Jermaine Illuminor, 2014 offensive tackle. In my book, he's probably the number one junior college player in the country. I think he's going to probably announce on Wednesday. UCLA still thinks he's committed to them. I can tell you he is not committed to UCLA, and quite honestly, I'm not sure he ever was. We'll probably go into that a little more when the time is right. If he picks Arkansas, I'll definitely dive into that and explain myself a little bit. But I think it comes down to Ohio State and Arkansas, and right now, guys, I got to give the edge to Arkansas. I think Illuminor was really blown away on his visit here. I think he sees an opportunity to use his final 2 years and really, as a starter in the SEC. It's really tough to beat that right now with the way the conference is going. I think he really enjoys that, as well as the coaching staff, the facilities, everything else that's going on. I mean, I've never seen the energy this high. Maybe in the Petrino early years it was this high, and, of course, after he won a couple, but energy is at a new all-time high. Everything, just like Matt said, is clicking on all cylinders. So you're going to get guys like that. Jermaine Illuminor, Abu Lamin, I think he's going to wait a couple more months, but he wants to make a decision sometime before he starts his first game this season. Just a lot of big-time guys right now. I think Arkansas is sitting in good shape with a bunch of them.
How much, Danny, has the fact that Brett Bielema and his staff, they openly tweet and they all tweet their own tweets, has helped in recruiting?
Yeah, I think if anything, Trey, I think it probably makes them seem a little more personable, and that's exactly what they are. They're some of the nicest, most down-to-earth, go-out-and-drink-a-beer type guys from my, viewpoint. Even watching them in a camp like Saturday, I think you kind of get a feel for what kind of people they are more than anything. They're great teachers. They keep it very simple. They don't leave anyone behind. Even in a camp like that, if the kid hasn't got it yet, they're going to focus on that kid until everybody's on the same page. They just make it feel like a comfortable environment, and I think you see that on Twitter. They're just, with their pictures that they tweet of their dogs and recruiting trips, where they're at across the country. I think kids look at that and say, hey, he's a cool, down-to-earth guy.
Mm-hmm. Makes him feel good, too.
Well, Danny, we appreciate it. I know we normally have you on Thursday, and I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about and discuss on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, Danny. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you.